Thanks for checking out Podcasts on the Gin. The latest episode of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn starts now.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Just a little bit longer. Wait for it. I was wrong. Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on a beautiful Wednesday here in Eastern Iowa, 319-366-1600. The number to reach us here on the southwest side, the KGYM studios. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Very nervous. He wasn't hearing anything there for a while. It's okay. We were in total control. I knew exactly what I was doing. Unlike, seemingly, some of the Hawkeyes last night against Purdue. That was ugly, and we will take your thoughts on that and more over the next 2 hours. Again, the number 319-366-1600. Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, stopping by at 4:30 on his way to St. Louis. We'll see if Alex can offer him some dining suggestions this evening as Gary's...
He's a St. Louis pro. He's been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything to do until noon on Friday, and he's going down on Wednesday night. I'm guessing he's going to be at Lumiere, would be my guess. He's mentioned in the past he enjoys putting on those championship rings and spending some time at the craps table,
Putting the sport coat on, some glasses, sunglasses, walking in there, championship rings.
Okay, so here's the deal. I don't want to bury the lead. We've got the 5 o'clock face-off coming up later on tonight. Still waiting for confirmation on a prize, but I do believe we'll be playing for some tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. I listened in to the gym class the last hour. Scott Unesh still out of town at the state basketball tournament. You doing a capable job of filling in for him. Mark doing a fantastic job of being in the power chair, so to speak, to use an industry term. You folks are out there. You've been in hibernation. This is much like a bear leaving its den at the beginning of spring. You want to stretch out, stretch your big bear paws, maybe yawn and let out a big bear growl. I'm talking about the Fran McCaffrey can't coach crowd. You've been in hibernation. The season has been killing you. It has absolutely hurt you personally to not be able to say anything negative about the Hawkeyes and Fran McCaffrey because they've had a fantastic season. And now here you see an opportunity, much like that bear that's just woke up from its long winter's slumber. Maybe you see your first meal of the spring, and you're hungry, and you're out for blood. 319-366-1600. Just remember, you'll show your true colors today. 319-366-1600, the First Federal Credit Union text line available for you as well. We want to hear from you. We've got some more of what Fran McCaffrey had to say after the game last night. You heard at the very beginning Fran discussing the fact that it just wasn't one thing. It was a number of things last night that led to a 77-68 loss. That was not a 9-point loss. Okay, let's be very clear about that. It wasn't what happened in West Lafayette, but it also was not a 9-point loss. It was a 9-point loss only in the final spread. It was much worse than a 9-point loss. Trust me, I was there. 366-1600. Let's go to Ralph in Cedar Rapids. Going to bat leadoff with us tonight. Ralph, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Got my big bear paws out, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. Dip it in the honey pot here, Ralph. You've been waiting. Okay. You've been waiting a very long time for this.
Well, not necessarily so, because this season has been good for Fran, but let's be honest. Last night, he showed his true colors. He got thumped. He acted like a baby. But at least this time, he didn't blame the referees for the loss. I'll just listen to what you have to say to that.
Okay. This is great because we have a clip of Fran talking about laying into the team. This happened very early on last night. I think they were down 11-4. And I want to be very clear about this. Folks who have listened to the program in the past know that I have not come off as the biggest Fran McCaffrey fan in the past, and I've had a difficult time defending some of his behavior in past seasons. And I didn't have an issue with what he did last night. He totally destroyed a clipboard, by the way. May it rest in peace. They dug themselves a hole early on, and you could just tell that a lot of things were out of sorts. And so Fran did what we've seen him do a number of times in previous seasons. I've talked a lot this year about it's a different Fran McCaffrey. He seems more subdued. He seems more laid back. And then last night it was, hey, I recognize that guy.
Mount McCaffrey.
From such hits as the East Lansing Chair Slam. I understand where he was coming from last night, his frustrations. And so here he is. I believe this was, can't remember whether this was Chad Lystico or Rob Howe who asked the question. And this is a very measured and pointed response from Fran McCaffrey on why he tore into the team the way that he did and why he does it anytime you see him do it.
I did it early because I was, you know, if I ever do that, it's always the same, okay? We didn't execute the things that we had talked about executing. You know, you're going to miss shots. They're going to make shots. And they give scholarships too. So there were four or five things that happened that were very uncharacteristic of our team. And, you know, I felt like, okay, I got to jump them here to get them to focus a little bit better and to lock in. Whether it be Boudreaux's offensive rebounding or how we're defending on an out-of-bounds under in our 2-3 zone or how we have to score early or late, or we're putting our heads down and driving into packs of people and quick shooting the ball because they're up 8 or 9 early. And those kinds of things are what we talked about not doing. But there's a fine line again because you want your guys to be confident enough to go make plays, and I encourage them to go make plays. So I can't encourage them to go make plays, then they go make a play and turn it over, and I start yelling at them. If you do that, they're never going to make a play. So for the most part, I won't do that. But if there are specific things that we talked about that weren't being executed, all right, now we have a problem. Now we've got to jump them, get everybody's attention, get everybody locked in together to be better, essentially. And they were. So I credit them for figuring that out and being better.
And the players said the same thing after the game was over. That they, I'll tell you what, we got Luka Garza, because Garza says this in no uncertain terms, that Fran McCaffrey told them in the days leading up to the game that there were two things that they couldn't let Purdue get away with last night. And they were two things that Purdue got away with early on in those first couple minutes. And that's why Fran McCaffrey was so up. By the way, Luka Garza, Iowa's all-time single-season scoring leader. Congratulations to him. He had another fantastic night, 26 points, 12 rebounds. He only needed 14. Luka Garza now the only player to have scored 700 or more points in a single season for the Iowa men. There's a couple answers in here. He gives you his thoughts on that honor, and don't be surprised that he's not exactly celebrating it last night after the game is over. But within this clip, you'll hear Luka Garza say there were two things that Iowa was told by Fran McCaffrey they could not let Purdue get away with and win the ball game. And Purdue did both of them last night. Here's Luka Garza.
You know, they played like they needed this game. You know, they played desperate, they played hungry, and we didn't. You can't give up 21 offensive rebounds to a team. And, especially when the points off turnovers is 25 to 10, you know, you just can't. That's not a recipe for success.
Didn't look like you guys out there tonight. Did it feel like it wasn't?
Say it again?
It didn't look like you guys out
there. No, I don't think so. I don't think the effort was there. No, I think we had a couple, where we fought back, but I don't think we fought back to the best of our abilities. think we could have made, you know, a couple more runs at it, but, you know, it's, you know, it was a tough one. It's disappointing, especially after, you know, a loss like that at Purdue. To come out and not have the effort that you need to have, that's really disappointing. But, you know, it's something we're going to learn from, you know, and it gives us more motivation for, you know, Sunday.
Did they do something different this time around, or was it pretty much
the same story? I mean, you can watch the first game, the same thing. You know, they're all over the offensive rebounds in the beginning of the game. You know, they missed shots to open up at Purdue. You know, they're missing a couple shots in the beginning, but they kept getting rebounds and kept getting the second chance at it. And then we got all their shooters comfortable, and then they were able to get hot. You know, in this game, you know, they weren't even really hot. You know, they're 8 of 27 from three. But they just really, really pounded us on the glass and, you know, really took advantage of our turnovers.
You went over 700 points. Thoughts on that?
You know, I'm sure it'll feel good at some point, and I think it'll be something I'll look back on and be proud of. But right now, it's just not important to me.
How would you explain maybe like the effort you're talking about? I mean, why that wasn't there? Do you have any idea? Or just
no, I don't know. You know, it's definitely, you know, surprising. You know, it's unlike us to come out in a game like that and be kind of. I don't know how to describe it. It's just to not follow the game plan. You know, when we go through a game plan and we say the only way this team wins is if they rebound the ball and that they get points off turnovers. And for us to allow them to do that, you know, that's something that's uncharacteristic of this group, you know, throughout the whole season. So, you know, we're going to treat it like that, you know, just learn from it, but just know it's not like us. And we're going to move on and refocus and make sure we have some really good hard days of practice and get ready for Illinois.
What were the two things?
If they out-rebound us and get points off turnovers.
Holy smokes.
Direct quote.
47 to 33. The rebounding advantage, including 21 to 10 on the offensive glass. 21 offensive rebounds last night on the road for the Boilermakers. And points off turnovers. Purdue 25 to 10. They hold a 15-point advantage off turnovers. 15-point advantage off turnovers, 9-point final spread. That's why Fran McCaffrey was mad. Because Fran McCaffrey and the coaching staff had told them all week long, there are two things that you absolutely cannot do and win this game. Get out-rebounded and give up points in the paint. And they did both of them. And I'll tell you, when he was having his rare moment, again, these moments have been rare this year. A lot of that angst, a lot of that anger was directed at Connor McCaffrey because he's the guy out there who sort of was running the show at that point. And you know, Fran doesn't discriminate. I'll give him credit for that. I am completely in his corner last night on that particular explosion of temper.
The clipboard explosion.
319-366-1600. Join the conversation. Again, many of you have been waiting for this moment all season. I understand your immense frustrations because Iowa is 20-10 and 11-8 in the Big Ten, and many of us didn't think they'd be 8-11 at the Big Ten at this point in the season. So you've been biting your tongues, holding back your fingers on the keyboard or your thumbs on the texts. This is your moment. This is your one shining moment. 319-366-1600. When did I become the biggest Fran McCaffrey defender? But I'm with him. I'm in his corner last night. I shared his frustration because you could tell there was a game plan and they were not on the same page as the coaching staff last night, and ultimately, I'm eating crow today.
I don't think anybody expected that type of performance on senior night with everything on the line the way that it was last night. Now, there will be folks out there that would say, okay, well, there was a chance that they'd lose that game at home because you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, but to be as bad as they were at everything in the first half was pretty bizarre. And you look at the way that they played in the second half, where they came out inspired. To me, that That illustrates exactly what Fran said. That illustrates exactly what you said and what Luka Garza said, that inexplicably, they were just not on the same page to start that game last night. They were not all there to begin the game against Purdue last night.
Purdue had 27 rebounds and 24 points in the paint in the first half going into the locker room. And I'll tell you, there may not be a better coach in the Big Ten as far as in-game management than Matt Painter. I've always been a Matt Painter fan, but I think it was Harms who got into some foul trouble last night, and almost immediately Matt Painter starts going substitution. His patterns, get guys in for offense, get them out, put somebody in on defense. Matt Painter was playing chess last night, and very humble afterwards. He didn't take nearly as much credit for that victory as I thought he probably deserved. But you look at the possible scenarios for the Big Ten tournament, and some of them have Iowa crossing paths with Purdue again. Purdue has good size. They've got good size, and they've got a great coach in Matt Painter. And last night, it was a perfect storm. The only thing that was perfect about last night, unfortunately. Joe Wieskamp continues to be...
That's the storyline right now, unfortunately, for the Iowa basketball program.
Worst part about this business, worst part about doing this business in this market is having to talk about a kid like Joe Wieskamp like he's an adult in the NBA. Having to talk about Joe Wieskamp like he is paid millions of dollars, and I understand. And if you're going to be one of those people who listens to sports talk radio and is critical of the host being critical of a college bank, yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. But he's lost. The last three games, something's off. And you can't quite put your finger on it, but his confidence is shattered right now. And the only way to get that confidence back is to start having the shots fall again. And the shots won't fall if you don't take them. And last night, 3 of 7, including only two attempts from beyond the arc, and he didn't make either one of them. He's gun shy right now, and Iowa needs him gunning. They need him, whether he's missing them or not. The only way to get out of a slump is to shoot yourself out of one. And when he's not shooting, you can't shoot yourself out of a slump. Right?
It's the scariest thing right now for the Iowa basketball program, where it's strange. People look at the NBA a lot and say it's such an individual sport. But the one thing that I think is interesting about that league is when you get a shooter who's in a slump, there will be games where a coach will say, you know what, go out there and take, especially if they're down, go out there and take as many shots as you need to get yourself out of this. With Joe Wieskamp right now, when he's only putting up two shots from beyond the arc, it's hard to do that. When he's at Minnesota and only puts up one shot and goes 1-for-6, 0-for-5, 1-for-4, then 0-for-2 in his last four games, that was preceded by an 0-for-1 performance. It's hard to get out of it because every single shot that you take, you're thinking about it that much more. And I definitely want to hear what Fran had to say after the game about Joe Wieskamp, because we know that it is in his nature that he doesn't want to force things. And you just wonder, does he need to be more assertive? Is the reason that he's not being more assertive because his confidence is gone? What is going on?
And we will hear what Fran has to say coming up in the 5 o'clock hour tonight. A little tight on time here. Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, joining us on Wednesday as well. Iowa State also suffering a loss last night at home to West Virginia. That was a West Virginia team that was pretty much a rudderless ship coming into Hilton Coliseum. So not much else you can say about Iowa State at this point. They needed some victories late in the season to hopefully give them a little bit of a push toward Kansas City in the conference tournament. Had an opportunity last night and didn't make the most of it. Meanwhile, you and I is back, sitting back, sharpening its knives for Drake or Illinois State, and probably sharpening their knives at a steakhouse as well tonight somewhere in St. Louis. I understand the Panthers left for St. Louis and the conference tournament a little earlier today, about 10 o'clock, I think, they departed from Cedar Falls. So they're probably settled into their hotel rooms right now in St. Louis and making dinner plans. A.J. Green, the Larry Bird Player of the Year, and you and I, the number one seed in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. We're going to get Gary Rima's thoughts on what to expect at Arch Madness and more coming up in just a few minutes. But first, let's get a big board update. Iowa baseball in action yesterday. Hawkeye basketball, I feel like we've covered that. Alex will cover everything we may have missed with a big board update.
The Iowa basketball team could not finish their regular season slate in the Big Ten at Carver Hawkeye Arena undefeated, as the Purdue Boilermakers came into Iowa City and pulled off the season sweep of the Hawkeyes with a 77-68 win. The story of the night was Purdue dominating the boards, hauling in 21 offensive rebounds to Iowa's 10. Luka Garza did have 26 points and did set the single-season points record for the program, but the Hawkeyes fall to 20-10 on the season and will finish the regular season on Sunday against Illinois in Champaign. The Iowa State basketball team fell on their senior night 77-71 to West Virginia. The game was tied with just over 6 minutes remaining after Iowa State made a run to begin the second half, but West Virginia went on a 10-0 run of their own to gain the separation that they needed. Rashier Bolton had 21 points. Prentice Nixon added 19, but the Cyclones fall to 12-18 on the season, 5-12 in the Big 12. The Iowa baseball team won their home opener in a 15-2 rout over Grandview yesterday at Duane Banks Field. The win was the 900th in the illustrious career of head coach Rick Heller. The Hawkeyes moved to 6-4 on the season, and they're set to head south once again to Port Charlotte, Florida, for three games this weekend in the Snowbird Classic, Friday against Western Michigan, Saturday against Georgetown, and then they'll cap off the weekend on Sunday taking on Army.
The bear thing was, that was the genesis, taking my son to school today. He's obsessed with bears right now, so the hibernating Fran McCaffrey-hating fans out there, and they are, for some reason, biting their tongue today. I thought the response would be a little bit louder and a little bit clearer out of the gates, although maybe the 5 o'clock hour is going to be a little bit different. My son also is obsessed with wolves right now. So in the back
seat, did
he move
off tigers?
Momentarily. So in the back seat today, he was telling me that he was a bear, and then he was roaring, and then he goes, "I'm also a wolf," and then he would howl like a wolf. 5 minutes. Luckily, it's only a 5-minute drive to school. If we made it any further, I would have been felt like I was in a Jack London book. We need to take a quick timeout. Again, Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, set to join us. Oh, baby, I love this segment on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and the new Jim OT coming your way on 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids. Back with the voice of the Panthers after this.
The term yoga in general kind of emulates community. I had the business plan in my head for years, but never really knew if I was going to be able to kind of take that leap. I knew it was going to be a lot of work, but I knew that the passion was going to make it not seem like work. Jupaca was really there for me, helping me kind of gain financial literacy. So that way, the day that I did actually walk in the door, I had a really good credit score. Anything along the way that I did, I wanted to make sure that I was being smart about it and I was doing it the best way possible. Everything from the business loan to setting up the LLC and then the insurance of the business as well too. Jupaco really was a great guide and a resource for me getting this whole entire project off the ground. We've built an amazing community here within Soul Revolution, and honestly, we could not have done that without the help and support of Jupaco. There's been a couple of classes when I'll walk in, and especially when it's a busy room and I start to get choked up. Those are the days when it's like, this is what I was supposed to do.
Your money for good. Learn more at tobacco.com. Equal housing opportunity. Start your next project today at Menards and save 11% off everything. Put in those new kitchen cabinets you've always wanted and save with 11% off. Insulate your home and save on energy costs. Plus, get 11% off. Add stylish storage to any room with new shelving and save with 11% off now at Menards. 11% off, good through Saturday, March 7th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Strength. Precision. This trophy is not given. It must be earned. The 2020 NCAA Division III Wrestling Championships. March 13th and 14th at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Visit ncaa.com/tickets to get your tickets today.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and the all-new Jim OT, 107.5 FM, featuring the best of SB Nation Radio and more. You can get details at kgymradio.com. Coming up for you, 5 o'clock hour today, an opportunity for you to play the 5 o'clock face-off. We'll hear some of the reaction from Fran McCaffrey after Iowa's loss to Purdue at Carver Hawkeye Arena as well last night. But it's the most wonderful time of year if you're a Missouri Valley Conference basketball fan. Time for Arch Madness.
Nothing like it.
In St. Louis, UNI securing the number one overall seed with a dominating performance at the Knapp Center in Des Moines last weekend. Gary Reim, a play-by-play voice of the Panthers, is with us. And Gary, did that 70-43 win sort of serve notice to the rest of the teams going to St. Louis that they're going to have to take down UNI if they want that auto bid?
Yeah, I think so. And I think the Panthers sent a message that they're playing as good a basketball right now as they have all year, Todd. I mean, that offensive performance coupled with the defensive effort for 40 minutes like that is pretty impressive. And, you know, Drake's got a good offensive ball club. And to be held to 43 points on their home court, on their senior day, yeah, that was really an impressive win. I really thought we could go in there and win that game. There was a lot of pressure on this UNI basketball team after they dropped those back-to-back road games to Loyola and Indiana State. They looked at that schedule and said, hey, if we're going to be the outright champs, we're going to have to win out. We got to win those two home games and then go win on the road at Drake, who gave us a heck of a game at our place in early February. And this team did it. I mean, they put together three really solid efforts to get it down and win the outright championship and get that number one seed. And now you got to go and string some wins together in St. Louis and make sure you get that automatic berth into the dance so that you don't put it in the hands of the committee, where it seems like sometimes for teams like you and I, or what they call mid-major basketball teams, they look at your resume and try and find reasons to leave you out of the dance instead of putting you in as an at-large.
So when you look at the bracket, the Panthers are in the number one overall seed in the tournament. They'll get that noon game on Friday. What are the chances we're seeing UNI Drake Part 3?
I think it's probably going to happen, Alex. I think that, I mean, if you were a betting guy, it just seems like Drake has the stronger team. You know, this is not a bad Drake team. They're 18-13 on the year. When you watch them play, and you look at what they've done this year, they don't look like a team that should be in the play-in game on Thursday. They just don't. And Illinois State's really had their ups and downs, but they've actually been playing better of late, too. But, you know, with just five conference wins, you would think Drake would probably be able to pull that out. And then that means, for you and I, it means back-to-back games against the same opponent. So, and I think it would be a really tough game at noon if it is Drake. And you can look at it either way. If it's Illinois State, they did beat us during the regular season, even though it was way back on early, on New Year's Eve day or New Year's Eve afternoon. They beat us at their place to open up conference play, and there's been a lot of games since then, and I think we're a much better team than what played that day to open up conference play. But I think they could give us a heck of a run for our money at noon, and if it is Drake, even the advantage for you and I is that you're going to catch a team that had to play on Thursday night and doesn't get a lot of time to rest. If there's an advantage for Drake winning that game, it's the fact they're not going to have to do a whole lot of prep work because they just played you and I. Less than a week ago, you faced that opponent, and you have a game plan. And even though you didn't win the game, a lot of it was probably because you didn't execute your game plan as well as you needed to. So there's a bit of an advantage there for Drake if they get that win, facing a team that they just played when you have that short a turnaround and you got to play right away at noon on Friday.
Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers with us, making his way to St. Louis. As you heard him say, you and I will be back in action against either Illinois State or Drake at noon on Friday. What is it about you and I and Drake that the Panthers have been such a bad matchup for the Bulldogs this year?
I think we defend them really well, Todd. I think that we have a defensive game plan. We've got the guy that can match up with Robbins in the paint, and not only one, but two guys, where Austin Fife has been really good defensively here down the stretch and did a really good job on their seven-footer in that game on Saturday. And then Justin Dahl can come in. If Austin gets a foul or two or he gets a little tired, you've got a seven-footer in Justin Dahl who can also come in and guard Robbins. And I think the teams that have struggled against Drake, they didn't really have a good matchup for that seven-foot center that Drake puts on the floor. And we're just – it's a good matchup for you and I. We're pretty much a four-guard center offense, and that's what Drake is. They play a four-guard lineup, and we match up good with them. They'll put Anthony Murphy on A.J. Green, and they feel like he can really hurt A.J. Well, A.J. showed that if you want to try and take me out of the game, that's fine. I'll find open guys. We got other guys like Isaiah Brown and Trey Burhau and Spencer Haldeman who can score it. And it's a lot about matchups in that one. I think it's just a great matchup for you and I. Now, Drake didn't shoot the three ball well at their place on Saturday, and that's one thing that if they shoot it better in a rematch with you and I, that could be one of the concerns that could make that a whole lot closer game and maybe give them a shot to pull off the big upset.
Now, you always worry a little bit about rust, but how beneficial can this six-day layoff be for this team?
I think it helps a lot. You always got some nagging injuries after you've played 30 games, and just to get your legs back and really go into that game on Friday totally refreshed, totally re-energized, plenty of time to work on some things that you feel you want to get a little bit better at going into the conference tournament. We've seen this team defend really, really good over the final 10 days of the regular season. But I think Coach Jacobson wants to take that to another level now that it's postseason tournament time. And I think there's some things on offense they want to tweak, they want to work on. Teams are really doubling A.J. a lot, and I think that they want to work on some different options. As they've added some things, they want to be able to do some different things now if that's what Drake does again or Illinois State does if it's the Redbirds. And you just get a lot of time to get off your feet, do some studying, be re-energized, and be ready to make a run starting on Friday.
How much purple do you think you're going to see in St. Louis? I imagine there will be quite a few Panther fans there.
If the turnout at Drake this last Saturday, Todd, was any indication, I think we're going to have a huge following. People are really excited about this team, and for justifiable reasons. I mean, A.J. Green alone, Larry Bird Player of the Year, what, only the third sophomore to be named the Larry Bird Player of the Year. What was it? Fred Van Vliet and Doug McDermott were the other two sophomores that won that award, and they're both NBA players. I mean, you've got just a heck of a talent that you can watch and support. And in Polk County has one of the largest UNI Panther alumni bases of anywhere in Iowa. So you knew there would be a nice turnout, but I think they helped sell out the MAP Center because they're so excited to see this team play. Outright championship was on the line, and I think you're going to see them follow this team right down to St. Louis and really support this team, feeling like they're hoping and following this team to see them cut down the nets on Sunday. And the thing that will happen, that noon game on Friday, I think we'll have a nice crowd there. You win that game, I think you'll see a real string of UNI Panther fans, you know, headed to St. Louis, going down the Avenue of the Saints on Friday night and even leaving Saturday morning and getting there for a 2:30 semifinal game on Saturday. And if they can't make it for that one and the Panthers win on Saturday and they're in that 1 o'clock championship game on Sunday, you'll see Panther fans that couldn't make it Friday or Saturday jump in their car and want to be there for that 1 o'clock title game Sunday. We saw that last year that the Panther crowd just grew every day that the Panthers played from Friday to Saturday to that 1 o'clock championship game on Sunday. So I really think we're going to have one of the largest contingency of fans there. I think Bradley will bring a huge crowd. You know, it's a short distance to St. Louis from there. Southern Illinois fans have really bought into Brian Mullins and the Salukis. They fell off a little bit at the end of the regular season. They'll bring a big following, but I'll be disappointed if Panther Nation isn't there with the biggest fan turnout for this tournament this weekend.
Now, I know you and I is going to be looking at this one game at a time, but what do you make of the draw for the Panthers? Bradley, as you mentioned, on that side of the bracket, as far as a possible semifinal matchup, SIU as well. But it looks like you and I will avoid some of the most dangerous teams, Loyola, Indiana State, and then the upstart Missouri State team, all on opposite sides of the bracket. They wouldn't face any of them before the championship.
Yeah, that's a great point, Alex. And I got to admit, when I first looked at the final bracket, I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to see Drake again right away. I was hoping Drake would be in the 7-10 game. There's just something about having to play the team you just played.
Right.
And plus having it be in Drake and Darren DeVries, I was hoping that they got on the opposite side of the bracket. So I didn't necessarily want to see that. And then when I first looked at the semifinal possibilities, I didn't really want to see Bradley in the semifinals. With Elijah Childs back and, you know, just the way they're playing right now, it just feels, you know, they get beat by one in the regular season finale to Loyola. I think Loyola is the second best team in the league behind us. I was really hoping that Bradley would be down in the bottom half of the bracket with Loyola, with Bradley the 3 seed and not in the 4 or 5. But then, if you look at it, it would have probably put Indiana State up in the 4 or 5 game, and they beat us at their place, and they're playing to save Greg Lansing's job at Indiana State. He even admitted that at the start of the season. He goes, I got to get us to the tournament, or this is probably going to be the end of the road for me. So their guys are on a mission. Missouri State's as hot as any team in the league right now. And Loyola, they're a team that certainly could win the tournament with the talent they have. So I think the thing is, when you look at the Valley this year, even as good as this Panther team is, and an outright title, and as well as they're playing, nothing's going to come easy. It doesn't matter if it's the noon game on Friday or the semifinal Saturday, final Sunday, nothing's going to come easy. You're going to have to play, I think, 3 really solid games if you're going to win this team's this tournament and get the automatic berth. And the thing is, every other team outside of you and I, they know their only way to get to the NCAA tournament is to go win this tournament. So they're the Panthers, got a shot to be an at-large, but they're not guaranteed anything, so they need to go with that same mindset that we need to go win it. But all of the other teams, they know they have absolutely no chance at an at-large. Their only way to the NCAA tournament is if you're in the quarterfinals, not playing on Thursday, you've got to win 3 games in 3 days. If you're one of the teams playing Thursday, you know you got to put together a 4-game winning streak. So there's some real urgency from all those teams. And again, I just, nothing's going to come easy. It's going to be a dogfight right to the final horn, I think, in all three of the games that hopefully the Panthers are playing.
Gary, what is it about St. Louis that makes that such a great venue for this tournament? I mean, it's not like St. Louis University is in the MVC or anything. So why does St. Louis embrace this so well?
Yeah, great question, Todd. And I'll tell you why. 30th year there, and the city of St. Louis has just really adopted the Missouri Valley Conference, opened up their arms and said, hey, you know, we're your site, we're the place you want to play this. They really support it. The arena that we get to play in, where the St. Louis Blues play NHL hockey, is a great venue. I've said it for years that it feels like a first, second round weekend of the NCAA tournament. You're in that type of arena. They build that type of atmosphere, and the fans really show up and support it. So it's a great city to host it. They have all the hotels are pretty much within almost walking distance or close to the arena. You got plenty of other things to do with eating places and shopping, and you've got a lot of families now that make this a vacation weekend. They'll take off on Thursday night and get into St. Louis and be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whether their team is still playing or not. They make it a weekend trip, and the league has done a great job of making it a big-time atmosphere. You know, you've got the great TV coverage of all the games now, but the city of St. Louis is just – they've adopted it. They don't want to let it go. There was a couple of years ago, Kansas City was in on the talk of trying to pull it away, and the city of St. Louis stepped up even bigger and said, we're not going to let it go. And here we are, 30th anniversary of Arch Madness. I just, you know, I love that whole tag thing too, Todd, where, you know, it's March Madness. It's time for March Madness. But with it in St. Louis for the conference tournament, it's branded as Arch Madness. And just, it just really works. It's really cool. And I think the location is perfect. When you've got Bradley and Illinois State and Southern Illinois and Indiana State, it's not a tough trip to get there for a lot of the teams. And for the fans in the Cedar Valley, from the University of Northern Iowa, you're looking at what, maybe a 5-plus-hour drive. You can get there and get back. It just, there's a lot of things that make it the ideal place to host the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament Championship.
Gary, you mentioned the postseason accolades. A.J. Green, the Larry Bird Player of the Year. Isaiah Brown, the Defensive Player of the Year in the MVC. And then Austin Fife, a first-team all-conference selection. Outstanding honors, but none of them come as a surprise.
No, not really. I mean, I really felt that A.J. Green and Austin Fife both would make the first team all-conference with the way they played. And Isaiah Brown's been – the people in the league know that he's one of the best defenders in all of the Missouri Valley Conference. And him being named the Defensive Player of the Year it has to go to him. I mean, he's just so tough. He always guards the other team's best offensive player. And I think when you win the title outright, a lot of the voters, they look for the best player on the best team. They look for the best defender on the best team. And if you're on a second, third, fourth place team and you just put up mind-boggling numbers, you might win the Larry Bird Player of the Year. You might win the Defensive Player of the Year. But it usually seems to go to a guy that's on the championship team. And that's why the Panthers won it. We've got the best player in the league in AJ. He's got a great supporting cast around him. Austin Fife definitely had a first-team all-conference year and almost averaged a double-double in league play. And then with the way Isaiah defends, I mean, that's just – just a no-brainer, you know, if you ask me. And I'll be disappointed, guys, if Ben Jacobson doesn't win the Missouri Valley Conference Coach of the Year Award at the banquet tomorrow. I mean, I just picked to finish third and got this team to an outright title. I know a lot of people talk about Brian Mullins of Southern Illinois, who was picked to finish last. And if they would have finished up there, you know, second place, maybe I think he probably would have won it. But, you know, they did fall off and fell to fifth place. So I really think Coach Jacobson should get the Valley Coach of the Year Award. He's done a tremendous job with the team that a year ago was basically a 500 ball club and came back with a bunch of those same players minus Wyatt Lowhouse and slide in Austin Fife, a healthy Austin Fife, and took this team to a conference title. So I'm hoping he wins that award tomorrow.
Well, enjoy your time in St. Louis. I know you got a little bit of time to yourself before things get underway at noon on Friday, and we will be touching base with you next week, hopefully looking ahead to an NCAA appearance for the Panthers.
Sounds good, guys. A favorite time of the year for me. Absolutely love the conference tournament in St. Louis. Really, it's a five-day trip that we look for from the start of the season. Can't wait for it to come. It's here now, and got to go enjoy it and make the most of it. And again, hopefully we're talking about an NCAA tournament berth next time we get a chance to talk.
Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers. Oh, baby. I love this segment every Wednesday at 4:30 here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
They need three wins. If they get three wins, they'll be in. If they don't, they're going to be headed to the NIT. It's not going to be easy to beat Drake for a third time, but I think they're in tournament mode right now.
As I said, they served notice to the rest of the MVC. They didn't just go to the Knapp Center last weekend and win. They went in there and came away with a 70-43 win. They played lockdown defense. They got the defensive player of the year. They got the player of the year. How about that company? Gary mentioned it. Fred Van Vliet and McDermott, the only sophomores to have won the Larry Bird Award.
That's pretty good company.
It's really good company, and I like UNI's chances here. We've said this all along that they sort of knew after stubbing their toe that this is what they were going to do. They seem to have come together and recalibrated at just the right time. They've got some momentum behind them, playing really well, but you're right. It's always the old adage that it's tough to beat a team three times in a season. That being said, I don't think the Hawkeyes are lining up to play Purdue in the Big Ten tournament a third time, but Drake and UNI, if they do meet a third time, we'll see. I still like UNI's chances there a lot. And as you pointed out, I don't think you could have really drawn up a more favorable bracket for UNI. They should have a fairly good path to that automatic NCAA bid.
If they play the defense that you mentioned, lockdown defense, and A.J. Green gets back to being vintage A.J. Green, and Austin Fife continues to play the way that he has, they should win the tournament. And I hate to make it that simple, but they're the best team, and they just have to go show it.
Speaking of tournaments, girls' state tournament action continuing here this week in Des Moines on KGYM, and the boys up next week are Scott Unash, extremely busy, Miles Klotz as well. You can get the full schedule of games available online at kgymradio.com. We need to take a quick timeout. Stick around with us because coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we got more reaction from Iowa's loss to Purdue last night. You'll hear what Fran McCaffrey had to say afterwards. And an opportunity to win some great prizes with us inside tonight's 5 o'clock face-off. 7 questions, 60 seconds. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio and more with the introduction of the new Jim O.T. on 107.5 FM after this.
I'm Mary Neubauer with the Iowa Lottery. March is National Problem Gambling Awareness Month when we highlight and remind Iowans that help is always available 24/7 here in our state.
And I'm Eric Preuss with the Iowa Department of Public Health. Visit yourlifeiowa.org to learn more about problem gambling or to start the conversation with someone who cares by clicking on live chat or by calling 1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's free and confidential.
And it's something you can do anytime.
No matter what kind of entertainment you're in the mood for, sports talk or smart rock, You are covered with KGYM and Smart FM. A walk-off home run at the plate. Or walk of life from dire straits. A long run from scrimmage. Or the long run from the Eagles. Tune in anytime to satisfy your craving for infotainment. KGYM, 1600 AM, 106.3 in Iowa City, and now on 102.3 in Cedar Rapids. And Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids and 98.5 Iowa City.
Most ads interrupt your music with dialogue. This ad interrupts it with more music, and that's marginally better. Thanks, Giant Snickers Hole.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, but today hiring can be easy and you only have to go one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job sites. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free. My listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/Will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter.com/Will. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Ooh, if you could see what I'm seeing right now. A cheesy, sizzly, sausagey, tasty, toasty breakfast deal for my belly eat? That's right. It's your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. And right now, you can pick 2 of them for just $4 from the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin with egg, and bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Now let's see you hitting that drive-thru to get more out of breakfast. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, only at breakfast. Single item at regular price. Wake up breakfast.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
4:57, and we welcome you back in as hour number one comes to a close. Some baseball news to pass along today. Chris Sale, not expected to undergo Tommy John surgery, according to Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic. Last I saw, they were seeking a third opinion on his. They finally found Dr. Nick to come along and say that he didn't need Tommy John surgery. Find a doctor that agrees with what you want the doctor to say, and that's all you need to do in this day and age.
And you wonder why initial prognoses on injuries in certain sports leagues aren't always accurate?
He got an MRI earlier this week because of the elbow soreness. The Red Sox sought multiple medical opinions on Sale's throwing arm, including one with the famed surgeon, Dr. James Andrews. So Chris Sale sidelined, but not undergoing Tommy John surgery. So it'll be interesting to see when he returns to action. The other big baseball news, didn't even get a chance to mention this yesterday, but it sounds like Christian Yelich and the Milwaukee Brewers are very close to a long-term extension that baffles me because the Brewers don't have any money. They lost money last year. But they found the money to pay Christian Yelich. Whether or not that's a good deal for them long-term or not, remains to be seen.
It better be. I don't know how not signing the best player in Major League Baseball wouldn't be a good deal for you. I understand the money involved, but when you have a bunch of organizations crying poor and saying they're not making any money, this is the type of question that people raise. Is signing the best player in baseball a good deal?
Asterisk, not named Mike Trout.
True.
319-366-1600. That is the number to reach us at. We're going to return to Iowa basketball in the 5 o'clock hour. You still have plenty to say about the Hawkeyes and their game against the Boilermakers last night, and we are all ears for you. 319-366-1600. Hawkeye basketball talk kicking off hour number two when we return after this.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Breaking news, ESPN's reporting Chargers are trading offensive tackle Russell Okung to the Panthers for offensive tackle Trey Turner. Tonight will mark the first time in Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson's NBA career that he's playing in back-to-back games. Initially, the team had said he would not play on back-to-back nights. Considering Zion missed 3 months after knee surgery, he certainly should play tonight, believes ESPN's Stephen A. Smith.
His first year in the NBA, which he's getting paid for, it's like a college season, it do. Give a damn about no back-to-back. He's 19 years old. 19 years old. Okay? 19 years old, getting paid, ain't playing for free. All right, figure it out. Especially since you're trying to make the playoffs.
New Orleans 4 out of 8 in the West. Pels, Mavs, 9:30 Eastern, ESPN TV. Baseball, Red Sox waiting for a third opinion on lefty Chris Sale's sore elbow before making a decision on his status. Red Sox, Braves on ESPN's next all-access MLB spring training, Friday, 1 Eastern, ESPN TV.
Coming up Thursday, when it comes to Tom Brady's next stop, is the most likely outcome one that means we have to go back in time? Ah, plus Zion versus Luka, and we recap a potential Eastern Conference Finals matchup in the NBA. Thursday, Golic and Wingo, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN News.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now, it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See 5hewin.com for details.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, but today hiring can be easy and you only have to go one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job sites. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free. My listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/Will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter.com/Will. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
And welcome back in hour number two of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn, kicking off here the 5 o'clock hour. Stick with us because you've got an opportunity coming up in about 35 minutes or so to take home a couple movie passes tonight inside the 5 o'clock face-off. 7 questions, 60 seconds. Answer more than your opponent, and you're going to be taking in the movies. Popcorn, not included. Buttons has those passes. We'll get you more details when the time is right. The time is right for you to pick up the phone and give us a call right now at 366-1600 or hit us up on the First Federal Credit Union text line if you want to dissect Iowa's loss to Purdue last night. We opened the program discussing the 77-68 setback to the Boilermakers. I feel that there are probably a couple more layers to the onion that people want to peel back here. The floor is yours.
How are you feeling? 319-366-1600.
Look at Dr. Phil over here.
Because
I'm just jabber-jawing away here, and he cuts to the fat.
So how are you feeling? Is there a little bit of anxiety now that Iowa loses their first home game of the Big Ten slate? Because last night we're previewing Purdue and Iowa and saying how pretty Iowa was sitting. Just win this game, they're guaranteed the highest seed in the Fran McCaffrey era. The top four seed in the Big Ten tournament is still on the table. And people were ready to put that one in the win column. Well, that win didn't come to fruition. Now they run the risk of going to Champaign and ending the regular season on a two-game losing skid. How are you feeling? 319-366-1600.
Let's play the final Fran McCaffrey clip that we have from last night, because it sort of pertains to this area of the discussion. Is this just a blip on the radar? Fran offering his thoughts.
We've had, what, three of these? Two of them were against Purdue. So, we got off the bad start against DePaul. For the most part, I think we'll keep fighting. This was a lot better than the last Purdue game. We did some stuff that was good. And again, I think you have to, when you lose a game like this, you got to give credit to your opponent. They played better than us. They were a little more connected. They got on the glass. They made more shots. But we made some runs, and we hung in there. We changed defenses. That was good. We changed offenses. That was good. We had different guys step up. Obviously, we didn't shoot it well, other than Luka. But I don't think we were hunting bad shots. I don't think anybody was. Early on, I think we put our heads down and made a couple ill-advised drives to the basket. But other than that, I thought we tried to move the ball.
You know what that sounded like there in the middle of that response when he said, we did some stuff that was good? It sounded like what you would say when you were going through a divorce after a long marriage. A good marriage, it just fell apart. You got a couple kids. You're talking with your wife. You're reflecting on things. Yeah, we did some stuff that was good. And it just didn't work out, right? They did some stuff that was good. They also did some stuff that was awful last night, like getting killed on the boards, 47-33, including, as we mentioned in the 4 o'clock hour, a 21-10 disparity on the offensive glass. Something that I've noticed, and I wanted to pull a Luka Garza today and go back and look at some old 80s and 90s clips from the NBA, because I have a tendency to fall back into this old man yelling at a cloud where the good old days. I've noticed that shooters nowadays have a tendency to very seldom follow their shots. And growing up, I remember that was one of the things that was always drilled into us when we played basketball, was follow your shots. Don't just stand. This is not golf. You're not standing on the tee box where you tee off and then you just stand there and admire your handiwork. Shoot the ball and then follow the shot, because in case it doesn't go in, get in position to maybe grab a rebound, get a tip out. I see, and this is not just an Iowa thing, but it certainly was an Iowa thing last night. I see a lot of guys standing around. They get their shot off and they stand around outside the arc. Well, you're putting yourself at a disadvantage there, because when the ball's not going in, all of a sudden it's like a hockey team on the power play, because Purdue's got five guys and you got four guys trying to rebound. And again, novice opinion there of somebody watching the game last night, I just thought, why don't these guys, and I, again, this is not an Iowa thing, it's a general basketball thing nowadays. When did it become uncouth to follow your shot? 3193. I like Alex's approach better. How are you feeling? 3193661600. This is now the Dr. Phil Iowa basketball special. We want to know your feelings today. Paul in Marion going to bat lead off here in the 5 o'clock hour. Paul, what's up?
Well, it's hard not to be troubled by the effort, you know, which inevitably falls a bit on the coach and the team last night. That besides Luka Garza, I suppose, because you always know that Garza is going to give 100%. But you know, part of it was that as soon as things started to go wrong, it felt like they were pressing. And let's not forget that 3 weeks ago, we totally got flogged by this same team. And then you're looking across at the same guys. You get down a little bit, shots aren't going in, things aren't going your way. And they just looked, I don't know, they just got as tentative as they did, probably, as Fran mentioned, in the DePaul game, in the Purdue game. So I sure hope it's an anomaly. We'll know on Sunday. They don't necessarily have to win, but you would expect a better showing. Sure hope they win. And Joe, he just needs to get his confidence back. So hopefully Comeback Joe comes through again.
Paul, appreciate the thoughts. And as we mentioned in the 4 o'clock hour, you normally shoot your way out of a slump. And when you're not shooting, and again, he took only 2 3-point attempts last night and didn't make either one of them. He's not shooting, and you can't shoot yourself out of your slump if you're a little tentative. So yeah, the one takeaway if you're an Iowa fan that's looking for comfort today is the fact that Fran McCaffrey didn't sit up there last night and explain away everything that happened and not acknowledge the fact that they got outplayed by Purdue and he got outcoached by Matt Painter. Some of the things that Paul touched on there in that phone call, I thought Fran was pretty open and honest last night in detailing what went wrong for the team in that game. And we heard from Luka Garza. Let's hear from Joe Wieskamp. I promised this in the 4 o'clock hour. Joe Wieskamp, he's standing in front of me last night with about five or six other media members. And you could just tell that he's not all there right now when it comes to basketball. And it was weighing on him. I've stood in front of a number of athletes who have struggled before, and you can see it in their eyes, and I could see it last night. He's hurting right now. I mean, it is killing him to be struggling the way that he is. Here's a little of what Joe had to say after the loss last night.
Yeah, I think just kind of reflecting on the game a little bit, there's definitely some moments where I could have taken some more shots, maybe pulled from deeper, maybe some shot fake, jab steps, different things to create my own shot. Which are all stuff that I'm working on, and I think that just watching film, I'll get better at it.
Just watch film. And I don't know if watching film can get him out of his funk right now. Here's Fran. Let's play Fran on Joe Wieskamp, because Fran expounds on the troubles a little bit longer and a little bit more in depth here. And again, I thought last night Fran McCaffrey was tremendous in his approach. 4 or 5 years ago, I don't think we get some of the answers or some of the humble responses that we got from Fran McCaffrey last night. He definitely seems to have figured this whole thing out as far as keeping control of his emotions when he's... And I don't want to say he wasn't frustrated there, lad. There was plenty of frustration in Fran McCaffrey, but he's doing a better job of channeling that anger, that frustration, and doing a better job, in my opinion, of owning the team's troubles. But I get the opinion, or I got the sense last night, that he's kind of flummoxed by this Wieskamp thing too, because Joe's too talented of a player to be going through this type of slump. And it corresponds with the couple games where C.J. Frederick was out, and now Frederick is back, and Wieskamp is still sort of MIA. I think Fran McCaffrey is reaching for answers just like everybody else is at this point. But here's his lengthier thoughts as to maybe what some of the issues with Joe Wieskamp are. Give this a listen.
Well, I think what I think he's trying really hard to be a scorer, be a playmaker, do the right thing, do what we need him to do. While at the same time, you know, they're up in his space. They're physical with him off the ball. They're in his space when he has the ball. So if there is a ball screen, they're jumping into a space either by switch or they're semi-trapping him until he gives it up. So he just has to keep working that much harder every time to get a basket. So he's got to run in transition. He's got to move without it. And he's got to sprint into a shot and get it off quickly because they're just running him off the line every chance they get. And he still fought his way to 10 points. Now, obviously, I would prefer that he get more than seven shots. We'll do everything we can to get him more than seven shots. But I think you're right. You know, at times he does appear a little bit hesitant. And I think that's strictly because he's an unselfish person. He feels like if I pull here and this guy's up in my face, it's a lower percentage shot, so therefore I'll just move it on. And sometimes just go shoot it anyway. You know, like we ran a play for him and he came off and I thought he was going to shoot it and then he put his head down and drove it because he thought they were going to run out at him. And, you know, I just told him, I said, let it go. Just fire. So he's really trying. He'll be okay.
He'll be okay. And you've got to hope so if you're an Iowa fan. But in the words of my co-host, how are you feeling? 319-366-1600.
Can we get to Jeff's answer on the text line?
Yeah,
like,
I was...
like feces, Alex.
Yeah, he used a different term.
He used a different term for feces. I don't know. Can you feel like that, but also be hopeful that he can, that Joe Wieskamp and this team can snap out of it, and that was just a blip on the radar? Because they have to go on the road now. That's the problem. You see them have another home game at the end of the season. They can cap it off with a victory. They this team's bounced back pretty much every time that they've had a clunker. But will one loss lead to two, which then leads into the Big Ten tournament? Are they going to have to play Purdue again? Whereas we were thinking they beat Purdue last night. Everything else they do at the end of the regular season then in the Big Ten tournament would be icing on the cake and potentially launch them up into the 5 seed or a 4 seed in the NCAA tournament. Now, it doesn't look that clear. And you wonder, can they bounce back on the road against a really good team that's going to be out for blood after what happened in Iowa City?
And that building is always a difficult place for the Hawkeyes to go into and win. Assembly Hall in Champaign. Not an easy place to go and come away with a victory. 319-366-1600. Iowa fans, especially those of you who have been very quiet, you've bitten your tongue, you've been waiting for this. There's been this sense, right? And we saw it with the Michigan State loss a couple weeks ago that people wanted to come out, bring the knives out, and then they couldn't because Iowa would go and win a game again and look like everything was fine. I get the sense that if they lose at Illinois, then Monday the floodgates are really going to open up. And I can't control that, and I can't necessarily say that that would be wrong for a segment of the fan base to feel that way. This season, just it feels different than other years where we're talking about an Iowa basketball team losing games in early March, right before postseason play starts. I mean, they had not lost at home all season in Big Ten play. They lose one home game. It just happens to be the last regular season game and the second to last game of the regular season. The timing could have been better, I guess is what I'm saying. If they lose this game in December, then nobody's even probably fixating on it. Unfortunately, they lose it March 3rd, and people are saying, here we go. It's a delayed response this year. It's happening later than normal. With all the roster attrition, the injuries, everything that Iowa's gone through, it's miraculous that this team is sitting there at 20-10 and 11-8. Because again, as I said in the 4 o'clock hour, there aren't a whole lot of people that would have thought 8-11 in the Big Ten in early March. That this team would have been a 6-win Big Ten team this year. A lot of preseason predictions, 11th, 12th in the league. Nothing was expected of this team. The fact that they've gotten to this point is pretty darn impressive. Now it's, can they land the plane? You want to go completely big picture here. This is Sully, Fran McCaffrey's Sully at the helm of the plane. He's got to land this thing, this wounded animal, this wounded duck. He's got to land this jet in the Hudson River without catastrophe happening, because this team is an injury away from everything completely falling apart on it. And you can make an argument that when Joe Wieskamp is healthy but he's not shooting, it's almost like having a player lost to injury. It's almost like you don't have him at all. And Pemsel
gets... That's what it's felt like.
Pemsel gets dinged. He leaves for a little bit last night. And that was the last thing Iowa needed last night, was to lose one of the few players it has with size. I thought Ryan Kreener was great, especially with the distraction of senior night. And Pemsel, for as many knocks as he gets, I thought he, you know, 4 minutes, not a whole lot on the stat line, but his presence certainly helped. And his injury situation isn't dire. He just keeps getting hit in the exact same spot on the same leg, and it's more of a nuisance than anything for him at this point. But Purdue, with that size, has just proven to be a terrible matchup. And again, Matt Painter, I would not want to play chess against Matt Painter, because I think he was moving the pieces on the chessboard pretty darn good last night. Let's go to the phone lines, 366-1600. Who are we starting with here, Scott or Mike?
Mike. Mike in Cedar Rapids joins us now. Mike, go ahead.
Hi, guys. I just want to put my 2 cents in there for what it's worth. I think that one of the biggest things that have happened that the fans getting ollie is the fact that I think as Iowa started winning some games in the Big Ten, people put this to be a great team. And it's not a great team. It's a very good team. And very good teams are going to lose a game now and then. And I still look back to the fact that they got a loss to Nebraska and they got a loss to Purdue at 30. Great teams probably don't lose games like that. And I think people have to realize this is a good team. And the Hawkeye Nation needs to go into this last game against Illinois is that we need to win this to have some momentum going into the tournament. No more talk about double buys. No more talk about what seed we got here and what seed we got there. And is Garza the player year and all that stuff. Let's just bury that and support the team to go out there and just beat Illinois. I think that's what they got to get through their mindset.
All right, Mike, with some positive mental encouragement for the team. The thing about the double bye is still there. It's, and they talked about that last night. Garza and a couple of the other players, they still have that carrot on the end of the stick. So saying ignore that, I don't know whether that's the best advice or not. But they know they've got a lot to play for this weekend when they go to what has been a house of horrors for them. And it's been a difficult place to win on the road in the Big Ten for pretty much every team this season. But Iowa finally losing a game at Carver-Hawkeye Arena last night, the timing could not have been any worse. 319-366-1600. Let's follow up a fantastic call from Mike with Scott in Marion, wants to weigh in on the Hawks. Scott, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I don't know if you remember me, but I'm pretty famous at my office for not liking Fran. And so
yes, Scott, how are you?
Yeah.
We haven't heard from you in a really long time.
Well, you're going to be shocked. And I told one of my coworkers I would do this. I'm going to call in, and I'm going to say that Fran has done a good job coaching this year. And it comes down to the fact that you're right. He really – he really doesn't have that much to work with. You know, Pemsel is a good example of that. If he doesn't have the injuries that he's had this year, that guy doesn't see the floor. Let's be honest. He's not a scoring threat by any stretch. He's got freshmen rotating in and out left and right. He's got injuries to deal with. So I'm impressed when coaches do something with nothing. And I wouldn't say he doesn't have nothing because he has Garza and Wieskamp. But and Fredericks has turned out to be good. But the point is, he's had to pull off a heck of a coaching job this year. So I'll give him credit. Anything they get in the tournament is gravy because they really could have done a lot worse this year. So there you go. I said it. Fran did a good job.
Scott, you took a left at Albuquerque on me. That was not what I was expecting. You smiled the minute that he said, you probably remember me. We do. Scott and Marion has been probably the most vocal critic, consistently vocal critic that we've had over the years with Fran McCaffrey. And
but with Scott, he always has something to back up what he's saying. He always shows his work. And I was actually almost expecting that from him right there. I was. I think some of the criticisms of Fran in the past have been absolutely warranted. And I think that this year, with what he's had to work with, a lot of the folks giving him every benefit of the doubt also warranted.
I'm going back to Mike's description of the Iowa fan base as owly right now. That's a term that needs to be used more in sports radio. Let's keep it with the phone lines. They are open, 366-1600. Buttons loves to hear from you. Like Matt in Cedar Rapids. Matt wants to talk about the Hawkeyes. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Fantastic, Matt. Turn your radio down. You're on with us.
All right. Hey, just had a few things to say about the season here. And the first thing, me being a positive Hawkeye fan, is, you know, Fran is, I feel like, is the same way with Kurt Ferentz. When the Hawkeyes are winning, everybody's all about them. And when we're losing, we lose a game like last night, they want him gone. And Fran, he's a great coach. I love Fran. And he's got a good team there. And this is probably one of the better teams that we've had with that play together. They've been playing with the heart. I think they're going to be okay, especially with this, the way the Big Ten season is. It's been one of the better Big Ten seasons, I think, in a while because everybody has been so competitive. Joe Wieskamp, I think in a situation with him right now is he's in that case where, you know, he is struggling and he's just trying to working so hard to get out of those struggles that he might be digging himself a bigger hole right now than anything. And once he gets out of it, I think it's going to help tremendously. But I think right now we just got to just kind of relax on the situation, pulling in Aaron Rodgers right here. But I think everybody just got to relax. I think this team's going to be okay, and I think we're going to be okay going into the Big Ten season in the NCAA.
All right, Matt, we appreciate the phone call. 7831 on the First Federal Credit Union text line. I would say we could use a player like Joe Wieskamp, but you guys seem to think his slump is okay because he's a sophomore. He has not been the same for five games or so, and it's clear that it's hurt us. I'm going to send Buttons on a snipe hunt here. Buttons, I need you to go find the clip where Alex and I said that it was okay that Joe Wieskamp was in a slump because he was a sophomore. You go find that particular clip and don't return until you found it. We're never going to see Buttons again. May he rest in peace. Let's go ahead and get a big board update in. We got the 5 o'clock face-off coming up, as well as WagerWise, brought to you by the Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Here's Alex.
The Iowa basketball team could not finish their regular season slate at Carver Hawkeye Arena in the Big Ten undefeated as the Purdue Boilermakers came into Iowa City last night and pulled off the season sweep with a 77-68 win over Iowa. The story of the night was Purdue dominating the boards, hauling in 21 offensive rebounds to Iowa's 10. Luka Garza did have 26 points and did set the single-season point record for the Iowa basketball program, but the Hawkeyes fell to 20-2 on the season and will finish their regular season on Sunday against Illinois and Champaign. The Iowa State basketball team fell on their senior night 77-71 to the West Virginia Mountaineers. The Cyclones came back from a 13-point halftime deficit to tie the game with 6 minutes remaining, but West Virginia went on a 10-0 run of their own to gain the separation that they needed. Rashier Bolton had 21 points. Prentice Nixon added 19, but the Cyclones fall to 12-18 on the season and 5-12 in the Big 12. The Iowa baseball team won their home opener in a 15-2 rout over Grandview yesterday at Duane Banks Field. The win was the 900th in the illustrious career of head coach Rick Heller. The Hawkeyes moved to 6-4 on the season, and they're set to head south for a return to Port Charlotte, Florida this weekend for 3 games, one on Friday against West Virginia. They play Georgetown on Saturday, and then they'll battle or they'll take on Army on Sunday.
Congratulations in order to Matt Gatens, who just joined us on the program last Friday, the former Iowa standout, one of 8 players going into the Iowa High School Athletic Association's Basketball Hall of Fame next week, along with former Iowa City West standout and Hawkeye Glenn Worley. Brandon Myers, who most people remember as a tight end at the University of Iowa, went on to a nice career in the NFL. And Jordan Eglesieder of UNI, a former standout at Marquette in Bellevue, Iowa, among this year's inductees. We need to take a quick timeout. Stick around, because coming up in 10 minutes, an opportunity for you to take home some movie passes inside tonight's 5 o'clock face-off. Back with more after this.
It's still Murphy's Bar and Grill in Riverside, a great place to stop and eat on your way to or from the beautiful Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Murphy's Bar and Grill has a nice, relaxed atmosphere where almost everybody knows your name. Plenty of spirits for your pleasure and a huge menu. Everything from incredible ahi to melt-in-your-mouth ribeye. And oh, the lasagna. Mwah! Stop on out to Murphy's Bar and Grill for a great meal and a good time. Highway 22 in Riverside, Murphy.
Where the fun never ends, Murphy's Bar and Grill.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, they're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, 2 superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football and the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
KGYM is here to cover everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa. This is WagerWise, sponsored by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
And pleased to have with us, as we do every Wednesday, Jake Reed, the manager of the Elite Sportsbook, located inside the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. And Jake, I imagine you guys are gearing up for what should be an extremely busy month now that we've turned the calendar to March.
Yeah, we got a lot coming up.
with some Riverside Ruckus coming, March Madness coming, got a lot of anticipation with sports betting being legal this year. People coming in and making their futures bets already, it's been nonstop, it seems like. So when that gets here, I think we're going to have a big deal on our hands. We got the Riverside Ruckus in the event center on the 19th and 20th for round one. $64 gets you into the VIP section for three free drinks and free food throughout the day while you watch all the games. And we can bet on them while you're there.
How much has this month been kind of marked on your guys' calendar since you opened up?
On the calendar, it's been on there since we opened. It's been in the back of my mind that this is going to be one of the biggest events for the sports book. So since day one, we've really been planning it. And just in the last 2 months, we've been starting to get things rolling to make sure everything's set for this event.
Let's talk a little bit more about Riverside Ruckus on the 19th and the 20th. We're actually going to be there on the 19th, so we're looking forward to that as well. But an opportunity for people to come in, watch the games, make their bets. And as you said, you can come in, but you can also get a VIP package. What does the VIP package entail?
So it's going to have snacks throughout the day, but also have two meal times, so you can get some actual food while you're there. And then the three free drink tickets come along with your entry, so you can sit there and get some drinks in you and get some food and play in your games and have fun. We're planning to have around 100 to 200 people in the event center, so all the like-minded people can cheer for their teams.
And you guys have a fight this weekend.
Yeah, we got Adesanya. He's a pretty fun fighter to watch UFC. This Saturday, it's going to be, we've had some pretty good success with our UFC events. They've been building. A lot of people, it's getting the word out there that we have them, and there's no entry fee. The last two fights we've had have actually been pretty full, so I'm looking for that to keep growing and maybe even expand it to a different room.
UFC 248 this weekend, and you can catch it inside the Draft Day Lounge, Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Jake Reed with us here during WagerWise. And we've mentioned in the past weeks, all you need to do is go to Riverside, get signed up for the Resort Club membership, and you're all set to wager online. But for the people who have been sort of sitting on the sidelines, maybe trying to figure out when they want to dive in, you guys have some incentives now. You've launched a sign-up bonus.
Yeah, I mean, there's still people out there that are intimidated by sports betting and haven't signed up, or they have an interest in it, but they haven't taken that step. So we really strive to make sure we educate people. If they have questions, we're always there to help and to help get them signed up and help make sure they're comfortable with their betting. And so to get those people that extra step to try to get them signed up, we are offering, starting Friday, a sign-up bonus or a 50% match on your first online deposit. So that'll get some people out there, and they can get a little bit of money to test their feet in the water on betting. And what better time than Riverside Ruckus March Madness?
All right. Again, details can be found at elitesportsbook.com. And, Jake, we appreciate it. We'll be chatting with you next week and really looking forward to hanging out and seeing you on the 19th for Riverside Ruckus, too. Should be a fun time.
Yeah, it should be a blast. Thanks for having me.
That's Jake Reed, the manager of the Elite Sportsbook at the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort property. And as you heard, UFC this weekend, and then the fun really begins over the next couple weeks with March Madness.
It's going to be fun at the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and the Elite Sportsbook for conference tournament time, for the NCAA tournament time. We have discussed so many times about this year in college basketball and how unpredictable it is, and I think there are going to be a lot of people tuned in to the Big Ten tournament, the Big 12 tournament, and then the NCAA tournament, hopefully featuring both Iowa and UNI. And this weekend, the MVC tournament getting underway. So plenty of reasons to head to the Elite Sportsbook for a lot of fun over the next month.
As for tonight, some pretty interesting college basketball games in the Big Ten. You've got Indiana at home as a 3.5-point favorite over Richard Pitino and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. The total in that contest set at 135 points. Plenty of college basketball action tonight. You got Creighton taking on Georgetown. Creighton's a heavy favorite in Omaha, a 12.5-point favorite in the Big 12. Kansas is in action. They're a 16.5-point favorite against TCU this evening. This is it. This is nitty-gritty time, as we saw last night with Iowa and Purdue. Teams are getting down to it. Should mention Northwestern and Wisconsin also on the card tonight in the Big Ten. The Badgers, a 12.5-point favorite total in that one, set at 133.5.
Now, you always bring up things that scream trap. Did you just say Indiana just a 3-point favorite at home against a reeling Minnesota team?
Yes. I don't know.
It seems too easy.
And this is the rematch. These two teams just played, what, about a week and a half ago.
And Indiana won by 14 at Williams Arena.
Indiana blew the doors off them. That was the game right after or before they played Iowa. I can't remember.
It was two games after they played Iowa. So they went on the road and lost to Michigan. Then they played Minnesota.
Well, I'm on top of my game today, clearly. But I would stay very, very far away from that one. I don't know what Minnesota's motivation is right now, Minnesota's intention. Are they playing for Richard Pitino?
What are they playing for? I don't think they're playing for anything. They're out of a postseason berth. They're not going to get in the NCAA tournament. They're not going to get into the NIT. They have to go on the road against a really hungry Indiana team that's lost two in a row. Indiana desperately needs this win to cement their resume. I like Indiana big in that game.
We can't have a WagerWise segment without noting the Week 4 XFL lines. Seattle is a 12.5-point underdog at Houston. Dallas at home is an 8-point favorite over the New York Guardians. Those are the Saturday games this week. Our beloved St. Louis Battlehawks on the road taking on the D.C. Defenders. Chuck Long, Jonathan Hayes and company, a 4-point road favorite. And the Tampa Bay Vipers catching 2 points on the road against the Los Angeles Wildcats. One thing we've seen with the XFL over the first 3 weeks and now week four, the totals on the games have dropped precipitously. Remember the first week of the season, most of the totals were 50 and higher. I'm taking a look here. 37 points between New York and Dallas. The highest total on the board this week, 46 points between Seattle and Houston. So if you got in early and decided that this was going to follow suit with the AAF, if you recall the AAF's brief time in existence, very early on, the unders were very profitable. That's been the case so far for the XFL. Now the odds makers, handicappers, they're starting to figure things out. The number is a little bit more in line with where they probably should be.
It'll be interesting because I just wonder, is the offense going to continue to struggle? Because that's what's going to happen in a new startup league. Offense is always going to be behind defense, and you're going to get some low totals. So I just wonder if the unders are still going to be profitable, even with the odds makers sort of correction to some really high point totals in week one.
Light card in the NHL tonight, 4 games. All the home teams are favored: Washington, Calgary, Colorado, and Vancouver. And in the NBA, always plenty of action. Midweek games, Boston and Cleveland. Cavaliers are a 4-point underdog at home. Boston's got some guys who aren't going to play tonight, though.
Kemba Walker, Jaylen Brown, and Gordon Hayward are all out for the Boston Celtics. So I see a lot of people sort of jumping on the Cleveland Cavaliers and saying, you know what, they have a shot tonight against a Boston team that lost a night ago. So that was one that kind of piqued my interest earlier today when we found out that news.
Bulls and Timberwolves at the Target Center. Timberwolves a 2.5-point favorite total on that contest, 231.5 points tonight. You can learn about all the upcoming promotions that they've got to offer at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside by visiting their website, elitesportsbook.com. You heard Jake mention they've got some sign-up bonuses going on now, 50% match for your first online deposit for new accounts. Riverside Ruckus on tap the 19th and 20th of this month. The NCAA tournament is almost here. Should be a really fun time here now that sports gambling is legalized in the state of Iowa.
WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at elitesportsbook.com.
Paint? No. Paramount isn't just paint. It's the number one paint in overall interior hide and stain resistance, providing the most advanced protection in just one coat. And now you can get that same outstanding protection with our new Paramount One Coat White. This first-of-its-kind, one-coat ready mix white provides a beautiful white finish. You'll find Paramount Paint exclusively at Menards. In third-party tests, interior paint claims versus super premium home center brands in eggshell sheen.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Savings are mail-in rebate. See store for details.
You get your sports fix on KGYM. Now satisfy your need for smart rock on Smart FM. Just John gets you going in the morning from 6 until 10. Greg's with you middays and serves up hot and fresh smart rock on the Smart Rock Smorgasbord. And Rick's got all the best tunes for your drive home from 3 to 7. Smart FM also offers extracurricular activities on the weekends, like Live from the Soundboard and Where It's At. When you need smart rock, there's only one place to get it. Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Find it at Firestone Complete Auto Care.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Wipers squeaking and streaking? Now's the time to change your wipers and get ready for those spring showers. We've got the deals to help you prep your ride. Right now, if you buy two Bosch Envision wiper blades, you'll get a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail or email. And next time, you can get what you need even faster. Just order online at AutoZone.com with our free same-day store pickup. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Which Iowa loss at home, or which Iowa loss in Big Ten play this season was most frustrating? That's our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. We give you several options. One or two of them is missing at the moment, but there were losses that were more frustrating than others. Let's put it that way. KGYMradio.com is where you can go to vote. We need two callers right now, 319-366-1600. We have a very anxious Buttons on the other side of the glass. He is not thinking, he doesn't think we can pull this off. He doesn't think we can get the 5 o'clock face off in before we're off the air tonight. Let's prove him wrong. We got a couple movie passes, and they're going to be yours if you can beat your opponent. 319-366-1600. We need the first two callers right now to 366-1600. I see a little bit of flop sweat on Buttons' brow right now because it's 547. I think we can do this. I think we got the time. Two callers, 366-1600. Movie passes, your prize tonight. Just got the word from Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com. Anthony Clemens, former Hawkeye basketball standout, going to be joining us on Friday during the big hour. Sapp, currently playing professionally in France. And we'll get some thoughts on him, I'm sure, on the coronavirus and how it's affecting things over in Europe. That's coming up on Friday. But first, we got our contestants. Look, I told you we could do this, Buttons. We got Casey in Cedar Rapids is going to be answering my questions. And Ryan in Iowa City is with Alex. Casey, hang tight. Alex and Ryan are going to figure out whether they want to go first or second.
What do you think, Ryan?
We'll go first.
All right. We'll lead off. 7 questions, 60 seconds. You don't know the answer to a question, say pass, and we will circle back around to it. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. How many years has St. Louis hosted the MVC Men's Tournament?
4.
Missouri Valley Player of the Year is named after this Basketball Hall of Famer.
Skip.
Say it again. Oh, pass. Okay. All right. Who finished second in scoring last night for Iowa?
CJ Frederick.
Glenn Worley and Matt Gaetens were announced to the IHSAA Basketball Hall of Fame today. How many other players are in the 2020 class?
2.
Former Hawk Jay Norvell got a contract extension at this school's as this school's football coach this week.
Pass.
True or false? Iowa heavily recruited Purdue's Evan Boudreaux.
True.
This country announced sporting events will take place without fans until April due to the coronavirus.
Japan.
Ooh, good guess. What did he get there? 2?
1, I believe.
1? Okay, well, hang tight, Ryan. We've seen one at least force overtime before. Casey, you got me?
Yep.
All right, you know the drill. 7 questions, 60 seconds. You don't know an answer, just say pass, and we may be winning some movie tickets tonight. Alex, you ready? Okay. Name one of the two teams you and I could play in the quarterfinals of Arch Madness on Friday.
South Dakota.
What D1 school became the first to forfeit games citing the coronavirus this week?
Pass.
Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller picked up this career milestone win yesterday. Was it win number 700, 800, 900, or 1,000?
800.
How many total losses did the Iowa men have at Carver Hawkeye Arena this season? Total.
Total?
At Carver.
2.
Correct. Which teams are currently tied atop the Big Ten men's basketball standings?
Maryland, Michigan State, and Penn State, and Wisconsin.
True or false? Today, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick reportedly had a productive phone call today.
False.
That is false, so you got it there. It was going to be, we were going to have to get Alex's thoughts on that because Michigan State and Maryland are tied right now and the adding of the other teams, but it didn't come into play there. A very narrow victory by Casey in Cedar Rapids. Alex's eyes were as large as saucers there. He thought we were going to have a problem there. Technically, he named the two teams.
He named them first.
So we could have just cut him off there at the end. But he got the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick question. So a narrow victory. We got some movie passes. Buttons isn't quite sure whether they're in the system yet or not. But we will take care of Casey in Cedar Rapids. Let's buzz through the missed ones really quick. Illinois State and Drake, the two options for you and I on Friday at Arch Madness. Chicago State is the D1 school that has forfeited some games at the University of Seattle, citing the coronavirus. Seattle is the site of the majority of U.S. deaths due to the coronavirus. Rick Heller picked up career win number 900 last night against Grandview. And we didn't get to the last question. How many consecutive years has an Iowa women's basketball player won Big Ten Player of the Year? 3.
How many years has St. Louis hosted the MVC Men's Tournament? Well, the answer is 30. The Missouri Valley Player of the Year is named after Hall of Famer Larry Bird. Joe Wieskamp, believe it or not, finished second in scoring last night for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Other than Glenn Worley and Matt Gaetens, 6 other players were announced to the IHSAA Basketball Hall of Fame today. And Jay Norvell got a contract extension. He's been the head coach at the University of Nevada. And the country that is hosting sporting events without any fans is Italy.
And congratulations to the 6 coaches also going into the IHSAA Basketball Hall. 5 coaches, my apologies there, but it does include Dan Corey, who many in this area may know as the coach at Dyersville Beckman, and took teams to the state tournament in three seasons with the Blazers. 319-366-1600, the number to reach us at the First Federal Credit Union text line. Thank you so much for the interactions today. We need to take a quick time out, though. When we come back, we'll put the finishing touches on Wednesday's show and let you know what's coming up on a Scott U. Nationalist Thursday edition of the Gym Class, as well as what's going on this program tomorrow. Back with more after this.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses, because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Feel that confidence. Did I say stop saving money? No.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Hey guys, Mike Golic here. Athletes are still athletes when they're off the field. That's why they still need to make good choices, like staying hydrated with Bolt 24. With antioxidant vitamins A and C, electrolyte from watermelon and sea salt, and no artificial sweeteners or flavors. Bolt 24 is all-day hydration for all-day athletes. It's available in delicious flavors like watermelon, strawberry, tropical mango, and mixed berry, and can be found in the sports drink aisle at most major retailers. Bolt 24, all-day hydration.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
Basketball season is heating up. It's the time when the standings begin to take shape and real competitors discover just how far they can go.
Goodyear knows the road to the playoffs takes the right amount of momentum and drive, and that movement is the path to discovering your true potential.
So on your drive, Goodyear wants to help you discover your own possibilities, no matter where the road leads.
When it comes to choosing tires, visit Goodyear.com and pursue the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
5:56, welcome back in as we wrap up Wednesday's edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. Missed anything from today's show? If you did, that is, you can always pull up the podcast and listen at your leisure at kgymradio.com, the podcast posted with loving care each day by our very own Buttons as we prepare to leave the studio. Scott U. Nash is a busy dude. He has been back and forth from Des Moines a number of times this week. He's going to be doing the same thing next week. Scott's activities at the girls' state basketball tournament have prevented him from hosting the Gym Class, but Alex has been sitting in with Mark Dukes the last couple days. He's going to continue to do that tomorrow. This is my favorite. I'm jealous of this. Tomorrow, you get to interact with Smokin' Dave Kochan. And I got to tell you, I'm a little jealous.
Well, you should be, because it's not every day you get to interact with Smokin' Dave Kochan.
He's a good follow, by the way, on Twitter. If you are looking for some gambling advice or just worldly advice, check out Dave Kochan on Twitter. He's going to be one of the...
You just never know what you're going to get from Dave Kochan.
If life is like a box of chocolates, Dave Kochan is Russell Stover. We on the program tomorrow, that's a great question. I was so focused on you filling in on the Gym Class, I'm trying to recall what we've got in store for.
Well, first of all, we got Love It or Leave It.
That's right.
And we will have some surprises for folks out there as far
life
as guests.
And tomorrow's Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, both like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Back with more of local programming tomorrow, 3 o'clock. We'll talk with you then.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your...